Well, in keeping with the convention theme text, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, I have chosen the topic of spiritual lethargy. Brethren, the prospective bride of Christ presently lives in the best of times. At this end of the gospel age, we have clear scriptural understanding of our Heavenly Father's great character and his wonderful divine plan in which we can place our complete faith and trust. Furthermore, we also possess unprecedented amounts of leisure time, freedom, finances, and opportunity to serve the Lord. Yet today, prospective bride of Christ also lives in the worst of times. And it may be the most perilous period in the history of the gospel age church for falling into the perilous condition of spiritual lethargy. A spiritually lethargic person is one who has lost passion and zeal in his or her spiritual life due to a lack of the influence of the Heavenly Father's Holy Spirit. There is an attitude of laziness or slothfulness in one's spiritual duties and responsibilities. And this condition is described for us in the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 24, verses 33 and 34. It reads, "A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest. Then your poverty, spiritual poverty, comes as a robber." Those who have consecrated their lives to the Heavenly Father to be baptized into the likeness of Christ's death, have a lifetime responsibility of spiritual work ahead of them. And Paul urges Christians to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who is at work in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. Philippians chapter 2. In today's technological, fast-paced society, negative influences bombard the spiritual heart and mind of the new creature. The unholy effects of the spirit of the world and the devil prey upon our fallen flesh. Our spiritual work life can be adversely affected through such mechanisms as the mass media, social media, and our workplaces. Too much of our free time could be used in viewing things such as television, Netflix, the internet. And then we have our sports and recreation and the demands of our workplace that also rob us of spiritual time and activity. If we do not use these activities with moderation, they can begin to dominate the affections of our hearts and minds of that old man within us. We may be induced to forget how wonderfully that the Lord has blessed us, and our consecration may become commonplace in our hearts. Spiritual lethargy then can be allowed to creep over us if we are not alert to these earthly influences. Spiritual lethargy causes one to slumber, to fall asleep to their spiritual duties and responsibilities to the Lord. And it will be manifest in our lackness to our Christian work. And one then can become spiritually poor. The consecrated spiritual work life has been described as having three key features to it. We have study, service, and thirdly, character development. And we know that all three of these aspects of service require a strong prayer life to our Heavenly Father for his guidance and blessing in all of our endeavors. Spiritual lethargy decreases one's appreciation and the value of the truth. It can result in a loss or desire to meditate and to personally study the scriptures ourselves. It will create an indifference to the privileges and opportunities that we have of meeting with our brethren to study with them, either in ecclesia or in the convention setting as we are here today. As new creatures in Christ, we need to continually study God's word. There is no time to sleep or fold our hands. We must study and fill our new minds and hearts with this Holy Spirit through our most holy faith. Study is not merely to gain head knowledge, but it is to direct our Christian lives. Such study will maintain the new creature's spiritual joys, spiritual hopes, spiritual aims, spiritual ambitions. The Heavenly Father desires the power of His truth and His precious promises to transform our characters into His image and inspires us to activity in His service. Spiritual lethargy will also result in a lack of desire to be active in the service of God and to the household of faith. It is well to ask ourselves, are we laying down our lives for our brethren? There are many ways that we can serve our brethren. And of course, important among these is the building one another up in our most holy faith. And it is through speaking the truth in love together that we can grow up into Him in all things, in our home ecclesias, in our convention settings. Spiritual lethargy can also dampen our service to the Lord in spreading the glad tidings of the beautiful gospel message by letting our light shine in word or in deed as a witness at home, at work, and in our communities. Spiritual lethargy can also produce a character not pleasing to the Lord. If we don't work at filling our vessels up with the word of the Lord and His Spirit through study and service, there is great danger that the void will then be filled with the knowledge, the attitudes, and the character of the adversary and his spirit found in the world. Their unholy spirit can influence a character tainted with mammon, selfishness, impatience, fault-finding, envy, hatred, malice, and strife. The work of our spiritual studies and service will lead to a growth in our characters. Through providence and the power and influence of God's Holy Spirit, through these activities, they will have a sanctifying effect in transforming us, producing those fruits and graces of the Spirit into the character likeness of our Lord. The unwise virgins of Matthew 25, which we heard about last evening, serves well to demonstrate the danger of the Lord's people becoming spiritually lethargic. These virgins were spiritually poor because they had too little oil. They became lazy and they fell asleep and folded their hands to their spiritual duties and responsibilities. They did not keep their vessels filled with God's Holy Spirit, or kept their lamps trimmed and burning. In the Lord's message to the church at Ephesus in Revelation chapter 2, verse 4, we are told that these brethren had left their first love. We remember, brethren, when we were first enlightened and became followers of the Master, we had that first love. We had zeal and enthusiasm in our consecration and the spiritual work of prayerful study and service and character development. A cooling of our zeal in our spiritual work is usually a gradual process. Therefore, we must always be vigilant that spiritual lethargy is not beginning to creep into our lives. We must be, as the apostle says, always abounding in the work of the Lord. The test now, brethren, is our ability to maintain this worthy attitude during such a perilous time that we find ourselves in as seat members at the end of this gospel age. In closing, we must not let our modern day prosperity, leisure time, and high-tech distractions create spiritual lethargy in the hearts and minds of our new creature. As Proverbs 24, verses 33 and 34 admonishes us, we must not fall asleep or fold our hands to the duties and obligations of our consecrated spiritual work life of study, service, and character development, or else spiritual poverty will overcome us as a robber. And Paul admonishes us today in Romans chapter 12, verse 11 from the NLT. Paul says this to us: never be lazy, but work hard and serve the Lord enthusiastically. And the Lord expects us to do this in our spiritual work and responsibilities, and thereby prove our loves for Him and our worthiness of this great salvation. If we can do these things, we will be seeking first the kingdom of God and His righteousness.